Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Community in Christ, was written by Karen Pimpo. I knew that the only way to succeed was to forget about home and my wife, son, and daughter, said Jordan. I found I can't do that. They're woven into the fabric of my heart and soul. Alone in a remote area, Jordan was participating in a reality show where contestants are asked to survive outdoors with minimal supplies for as long as possible. What forced him to forfeit was not the grizzly bears, freezing temperatures, injury, or hunger, but an overwhelming loneliness and desire to be with his family. We might have all the survival skills necessary for the wilderness, but separating ourselves from community is a sure way to fail. The wise author of Ecclesiastes said, "Two are better than one, because one can help the other up." Christ honoring community, even with all its messiness, is essential to our thriving. We don't stand a chance against the trials of this world if we try to tackle them on our own. Someone who toils alone toils in vain. Without community, we're more susceptible to danger. Unlike a single thread, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. The gift of a loving, Christ-focused community is one that not only provides encouragement, but also gives us strength to thrive despite challenging situations. We need each other. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. There was a man, all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. "For whom am I toiling?" he asked. "And why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the gift of community. Help us to build supportive and strong relationships with others that we can lean on in the hard times and celebrate with in the joyful times. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.